The Passion of the Christ opens today in 2,800 theaters. Mel Gibson's interpretation of the final 12 hours of Jesus' life already has generated a lot of talk, anticipation, and controversy. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has seen the movie and has this review.
Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ left me in the grip of a profound despair. It wasn't because of the violence, an overwhelming litany of graphic tortures, starting with a savage real-time beating and ending with a beyond graphic crucifixion. And it wasn't because of the portrayal of the high priest Caiaphas and the Hebrew power elite of Jesus' time. The filmmakers have insisted that the film is not anti-Semitic, and I don't question their sincerity. But the film's portrayal of Pontius Pilate as powerless before the machinations of the Jews will, completely without intending to, provide fuel for anti-Semites. What is profoundly disheartening is that men and women of goodwill will see a different film than I have. They will be as oblivious to what I see as its dangers and drawbacks as they'll say I am to its strengths. Where I see sadistic violence, they see transcendence. Where I see blame, they see truth. This has already led to, you just don't get it, confrontations, the kind that have sad echoes of centuries-old conflicts. Only a star of Mel Gibson's magnitude could have gotten a film like this made. Gibson could afford to foot the estimated $25 million bill. He has the prestige and charisma to attract talented collaborators in cinematographer Caleb Deschanel, two-time Oscar-nominated editor John Wright, and actor Jim Caviezel, who plays Christ. So it's not surprising that what's immediately evident about The Passion is its complete sincerity. This is Gibson's personal vision, a look inside his heart and soul, an act of faith. Which makes it even sadder that The Passion of the Christ offers only glimpses into Jesus' whole life and teachings. It creates a one-dimensional view of him as only someone who is willing to absorb unspeakable punishment for our sins. What's saddest of all is that The Passion is a film that will separate people rather than bring them together. It's a film that has the potential to foster divisiveness because it exposes and accentuates the fissures in belief between neighbors. Especially now, when cultural and religious differences are causing tremendous violence and conflict, this film will not help make the world a better, a more peaceful place.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.